Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The beauty of Yellowstone National Park often hides the fact that it sits atop a massive and ancient volcano. Ben Ellis, a postdoctoral researcher in the School of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Washington State University, shares new insights about just how frequently this supervolcano erupted.
Yellowstone, the world's first national park, is almost synonymous with the term super eruption. Volcanism at Yellowstone has been ongoing for more than 2 million years and is dominated by the relatively quiet effusion of lava, punctuated by catastrophic, regionally devastating explosive eruptions. The largest event from the Yellowstone volcanic field occurred around 2 million years ago, with the eruption of 2,500 cubic kilometers of Huckleberry Ridge tuff. Since the earliest days of work at Yellowstone, the Huckleberry Ridge tuff has been mapped as three distinct members, A, B, and C, based on variations in the sizes and proportions of crystals present in each member. These differences led us to wonder whether the three members of Huckleberry Ridge tuff might represent separate events. To test this, our study dated each member of the Huckleberry Ridge tuff using the argon-argon methodology. Our results show that members A and B have ages which cannot be discriminated within the precision of the technique. Member C, however, was erupted at least 6,000 years after members A and B. So what does this mean for super eruptions from Yellowstone? Well, if members A and B represent a single event, they still comprise the fourth largest eruption known, a super eruption by anyone's definition. The younger member C represents an eruption approximately 300 times larger than the 1980 Mount St. Helens event. Although volcanoes are inherently unpredictable, understanding the previous behavior of a volcano is the best guide to what it may do in the future. Being able to temporally resolve the Huckleberry Ridge tuff into at least two smaller events suggests that eruptions from Yellowstone are less super but more frequent than previously thought.
That was Ben Ellis of Washington State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Oh, the Yellowstone.